Blog Talk Radio.
And we are continuing, despite the fact that I have syndrome failed to follow up very much the last couple of months, we are going to be continuing on our travel series in terms of planning your Laura vacation. And I've got Pepin pretty much outlined, so look for that to come pretty soon. And I've got a couple of the travel time episodes. I've got the speakers booked. I have not gotten mine yet. So hopefully we will get going with this again this summer. And also, if you have been following me on YouTube, you may have figured out by now that I have been having a major argument with my computer upstairs, which is sort of the one that we use for backup, and it's also the one I do editing on, and it has not been in a but I think we've finally figured out what's wrong with it. Any luck, we're going to come to the end of this. So we'll have, hopefully, starting this month, we'll be able to have some videos, because I have videos, we just don't have them. And I think that's about all of the news. So with that, follow up with little monthly updates about what's going on in Laura fans of that month, and hopefully we do inform Tokyo. And I'm going to go through place by place as I tell you what's going on. And we'll see what we've got. There's a lot of kind of smaller events starting this year, which I think is maybe kind of a good idea. As a general rule, big events have been really trailing downward, not getting as much people, not getting as much participation as they had in the past. And we're coming up on America's 250th birthday, if you can believe it. That'll be in 26. And I have heard nary a word about what they're going to actually do. And if they can't get stuff advertised ahead of time for that, you know, anything else is going to get short shift. So small events, I think, maybe are a good thing to have tons of people go and discover things happen. And that does seem to be how things are trailing with the LoRa site. There are more smaller events and fewer really big ones. So, Tuffin started out the year February 5th at the Replica Place with LoRa's 155th birthday party. Now, this is something they've been doing for a number of years now. They have it in an actual Replica cabin, which is other than this year, is something they don't do very much. When the Replica cabin was first built, they had people there during open hours, people touring, and that kind of thing. And for various reasons, that stopped. And they took everything to the museum town, so that's why there's such a way of furnishing in the cabin. So it doesn't really get as much use as it could. During the actual LoRa days, the Plum Creek Quilter group takes it over, and they have various activities they can put there. But that's sort of a big deal of the year, but they started having birthday party, and they have a fire in the fireplace, and they have activities going on, music, and at least one year they had one more token play that people were getting rides on over Paz Land, which I think that was awesome, but I did not get to go. It actually had people, when it was on day of LoRa's birthday, I've actually had some people broadcasting from there for my LoRa on air during the birthday party. That's as close as they've gotten. So that one's passed. Now, this summer, in each summer month, June, July, and August, there's going to be one weekend where they're calling it Home at LoRa's Place, and it's going to be going on from 9 in the morning to 5 p.m. are June 11th and 12th, July 9th and 10th, August 13th and 14th. So you can, if you visit the Little House Wayside, that's what we call the Replica Cabin. We call it a wayside because that's what they call that kind of roadside park. Little House Wayside is happening in Wisconsin on those weekends. You see the cabin fully furnished and reenacted, demonstrating the art of daily living in 1870. It's a cooperative activity of the Laura Ingalls Wilder Memorial Society, Laura Ingalls Wilder Days Committee, and the Austin Tea Party Fires. And I think it sounds interesting. And if gas is not fast approaching $5 a gallon, I might make a trip up just for that. Now, Laura Days is going to be September 10th and 11th this year. This is a big LoRa event of the year. Traditionally, this is the place that has the most people, kids and adults, dressed in historic clothing. So if you want to go in your old-fashioned LoRa clothes, this is the best event to go lot of other people doing it too. Last year the event was canceled, and then later rescheduled in September for a much different form. This year it's fresh start, and there are going to be some changes, but it's hard to say at this point what will be included. If you are a Laura fan and live within reasonable driving distance of Heaven, you may want to volunteer because they need some help to get something going. It really is Laura event. And I was a keynote speaker for many years. I don't think I will be there this year, but I will just have to big event, Prairie Days, which Bike to Heaven takes place on Saturday, which is June 11th, 2022. I have been there once for this event, and it's where I normally recommend people want to be a little bit more ago, because even though numbers have tracked down in Heaven and Walnut Grove, still have better odds of getting me a little bit more out of the number of kids that are in attendance versus the number of kids that are in the road or Heaven or any of the other things. Walnut Grove is doing their Fragments of Dreams this year. As I mentioned, for the second anniversary of things, there will be a reunion, but for previous pageant cast members, not actors from the TV show. And I am scheduled to come out the first weekend, which is July 8th and 9th. They're also doing things July 15th and 16th, July 20th and 23rd. At the same time, they have a family festival held in Walnut Grove Park during on pageant Saturdays. The festival goes from 11 to 6. And I'm actually, that is where I'm Burroughs normally has a lot of smaller events throughout the year. They're very good at coming up with other ideas. They had a pancake breakfast fundraiser March 13th. Laura's Back Lunch drive-thru meal for May 1st. And my guess is they will announce couple more of those this year, although they have not. Laura Days is going to be June 24th to 26th, and guests are Wendy Lee, who is one of the actors who played the great Laura Peter. And again, you can be watching for small events throughout the year. Now, they also are having a coloring contest this year. It is open to any child 8 to 10 years old who lives U.S. And there you have to get them in. The entries must be submitted by June 10th, and I'm going to, you can get more details on exactly what you have to do on their website or on the post tonight with what's going on, the written down version. Now, what they are going to be coloring is a page out of Cheryl Harness's coloring book. She is an artist. She's done a lot of work with children's books, and she loves Laura and has done a lot of kind of special Laura things. She did a busted one that I was really like. The winner of this coloring contest is going to win Laura Ingalls Wilder's coloring book by Cheryl Harness, which is what we're getting. You can buy copies of that at most of the Laura home sites, including the book. And you can download the picture and instructions there. Yes, they are doing original productions this year. Very. Described as featuring Laura and early I would assume it's still going to be rather Laura heavy, because here they said they were going to basically neighbors around town perspective. I thought it was a fascinating idea. They had a lot of lore in there anyway, so I'm thinking there's going to be a lot more in this one. But it looks like they're going to make in some early events too, which rather than, you know, focusing on books, I think that should be an interesting different take. As a general rule, the set tends to rotate through the books that are set in Tibet. For a while, once they got a script that was doing well, they keep it through 3 years. Now they're trying to go one book a year, so people will know it's always different productions. And we'll be able to say what the production is, but they're throwing off that pattern this year, and we'll just have to see how all the story goes. The Ingalls Homestead is also hosting their annual Plein Air event, which means painting in the open air, in conjunction with the Hardy Dome Society, and it will be August 12th and 14th. 2022. And this is something that is on my life list. You get there not for the pageant weekend, but for the weekend they're doing some air things. And I have even contemplated trying to do some painting for it. I am no way done. But I have done a lot of work with I have done a lot of amateur work with beards, and I think that might be good. I don't know which would be more fun, participating or anything. But it's still all three that I hope you can visit the Ingalls Homestead on this 12th and 14th. Now, Spring Valley, Minnesota has Loring's Wilder Museum and the church, which was brand new. Laura and family live in Spring Valley. They're having an ice cream social June 17th, and they're also going to be having their Eliza James Schoolhouse Days, which is sort of a camp for kids about when the schools and Eliza James taught there. They used to have a lot more events than I hope they've been close to that. It is well worth a visit. Also, because really they have found everything they possibly could about Laura and put it on display, and it really is very nice display. And they have a lot of stuff that's just in general, 19th century stuff, and I really think you'll enjoy it. It's also the town that has one of A&W restaurants that aren't hooked up to a gas station. Back in the day, there were a lot of A&W restaurants. Today, sadly, most of them are hooked up to gas stations and are oddly poor chains. So I assume they're all getting the custom stuff from the same place. The ones on drive or on the gas stations aren't nearly as good as at one restaurant. This one is excellent. So if you do go to Spring Valley, be sure to stop at A&W on the edge of the town. And as I always like to point out things about make sure you get a map as early as you can for the trip, because the way the main highways come into town does not match the cardinal direction. So the whole town is sort of set at an angle. There are lots of streets that do not go through the main. If you were in a typical town, they would go through the particularly if you try and get out of the town. Okay. They're having this year, Mansfield is having their Rocky Ridge Adventure Pioneer Camp. They do not have dates for it yet. It will be sometime in July. And again, if you want to do an adventure camp with things around Rocky Ridge, a lot of chance of perspective and standing on things, it should be a fun thing to do. Wilder Days and the Nora Iglesias Spinoff are going to be September 23rd to 24th, and it is their annual celebration. The sad thing about it is that their pageant will not be happening again this year. I'm really sorry to hear that. It's such a different pageant that I really hope they get to do it again. It would be really a shame when I saw 2018 the last one. There hasn't been any word that they're shutting down, but it's most things will be up again this year for last year, not having it again this year. Not an overly positive thought. So anyway, we're hoping that that comes back. Even without it, Wilder Days is always a great event. And the civil contest, they have one in Pepin and they have one in Pepin, and they are both very professionally ranked, highly regarded regional civil contest. So this is very high quality. A few years ago, they started having Nora Iglesias Children's Literature Festival. And one of the things they do there is they have started their own Nora Iglesias Medal for Children's Literature. And it's really a beautiful one. It really is. And they honor book production, librarians, readers, that kind of thing. Really nice. They're also having a Christmas Fora event this year. Undecided date is December. It has recently been like on Friday night, this Friday night, but that tends to change. I have seen it all over the place, from being a full weekend event to being like an hour and a half. So, no idea on that yet, but they will be having one. The Mode is on all their full slate of events packed. A celebration of Northern Mode, of course, will be July 16th. An annual cultural festival this year is going to be Scottish Fling. They rotate various cultures on that, and this year is the Scottish one. That's going to be August 27th. The annual Harvest Festival of the Civil War is going to be great. They are also having a Christmas event, so they do not yet have a tours and parts that are available. Building is still in a very unsettled state, and I honestly don't know if you're going to be able to get into the main building again. At present, there is a restaurant, a hospital building, there on campus, and there are still various tables signed up, and you can walk around. So, there's having their Carrie Ingalls Blankley party again this year. They don't have any details yet, but they're planning to have it Friday, July 29th, and Saturday, July 30th, for small event activities for his birthday cake. At one point, they just had it on Carrie's birthday, and that was a very low-key thing. Birthday cake that they've been trying to make in the form of that night, and that was out. The American Printing House Design is located in Louisville, Kentucky, and they used to have an annual married party then switched to having a couple of people working rotate on the Celebrated, and right now they have canceled all of that. They're remodeling. The remodel is not finished. Library. Larger. Their general, their annual Glory Cookwalder Gingerbread Sociable ran for over 50 years. There, with various changes, like but anyway, they did not have it this year. They are planning on it turning in February 23. No date yet. Old World, Wisconsin has previously done more Ingalls Wilder events. The events have ranged from having things happen over like 2 months to having one afternoon to share another event. Right now, they are, well, the last I heard directly from them was in any explanation about them. But they said that they felt people were getting too focused on events, which is a very strange thing to say. I mean, if they said that there were but anyway, they really aren't having many events at all now. I assume they will eventually return, but I do not know when. Heritage Hill also did a more Ingalls Wilder event in which I have people come in. They are not doing a more Ingalls Wilder event this year. They previously said their plan was to have a more Laura event every other year going forward. They do not have one scheduled at all. I don't know if it's going to come back. They really didn't answer me. Genevieve Country Village and Museum in Brooklyn, New York also previously had an annual Wilder weekend. They won't be back this year. Potential Library Museum normally does more this year. Quite often it would be on a Sunday of the morning weekend, and they are I'm assuming they are going to have an event this year because they had at least an online event the last 2 years. I'm not sure if it'll be online or in person or what the deal will be, but we'll just have to see. However, Nelson Pioneer Farm, a Palooza Island. Nelson of the Nelson Pioneer Farm was actually the missus was one of Mary's. Well, I don't think she was in the same class as her. She attended the School for Blind and Bitten at the same time Mary did, and they are going to be having on specific days a different event summer, which I think sounds pretty interesting. I haven't been there for them yet, and again, this is something that has been changing lately, but it sounds like a good reason that you might want to stop by the Nelson Pioneer Village, which has a very nice collection. The National Cowgirl Museum in Fort Worth, Texas, had held an annual event, but stopped having it. They run back for the 150th at the one shot, and they don't have any events scheduled. The Missouri Cherry Blossom Festival at Marshfield, not Mansfield, Marshfield, Missouri, was April 26th to 28th this year, and it included a reunion of cast from the TV show. The Laura Palooza Conference is going to be July 12th to 15th in Burlington, Vermont. And the Hollywood Show in Burbank, California, July 1st and second is going to have a pretty impressive roster of people from the TV show returning. And I am actually over time here, as you can hear from the chime continuing to read a ring. And I think that is sort of what I've been able to find out. Now, as I say, every year I work on this thing, and you heard me say for several different site events, they didn't have events yet, dates yet, and they weren't planning, or they weren't having, or they were definitely planning them to tell me the month, but that was about it. And that is why I waited till June to do the support that I normally like to do about in March. Because that was really I finally got it to the point where I thought I had enough information that it was worth sharing. Now, of course, there are home sites that did get me information earlier. That's not to say all of them, but as I say, it is a struggle to get information. So, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that we will get back very soon with more episodes. Remember to press the button where you are.